Everybody thinks we have a really great nose. Yeah, we have a trained nose, but creativity is in your head. Nose is just the instrument we need to get the thing together. It's like a musician. You need the ears, but if you don't have the creativity to put something on paper, get a few accords together or whatever, you'll never get there. What is interesting in this whole niche area is that there is no real brief. You have the brand, brand name or their image, and they just say, do it.
I'm pretty passionate about pushing perfume more towards arts and more towards like the masses. And at this point, the perfumer is invisible. You know, like my mother can't name one perfumer. You can grapple with major topics in perfume just as you can in sculpture or music or literature. Like I believe that the power of perfume is the same as any other art form. And it's just, there's a disconnect between the education of what's going on in a perfume versus other art forms.
In order to be a perfumer, of course you need to be able to smell. That's something. But basically it's a brain thing. What you do is you kind of rewire your brain by constantly smelling and thinking about smells.
Fragrance is almost like an invisible friend that is on your side all day long. There's something very strange about anything that is present but not visible. So I hope that people still have that part where it is a magical companion to them that they don't see but that they feel.
Hey, I mean, you know, wearing perfume, the reason for that has always been that you want to make yourself more attractive. Otherwise, you might as well wear nothing. And yes, only because we call everything which sits in a bottle and has a pump spray on top, we call it perfume. There's no specific sort of law for are you allowed to call this a perfume or not.
Today, it's all about the freedom of scent and experiencing different scents and really wearing them in a very interesting way. And that's what's wonderful about today, the experimental side of perfumery.
Everything is a question of innovation, of the accord. The best way would be to find a new accord, something in the same time very strong. It's something actually very difficult. We can't imagine how difficult it is to find something which envelops all the good characteristics of a good perfume, you know?
I read some articles or some blogs telling me that I'm completely crazy and I should go to an asylum. And somebody told me that it's a masterpiece. And they say that finally somebody is changing the fragrance industry.
Maybe it's just there's people out there, as with any industry, that are always going to be scared of change because they're afraid of how it might affect their, you know, business and their industry. But these days, I think with so much innovation happening around us on an everyday basis, you have to embrace change and find a way to evolve. You can't be scared of it.
Perfume, a sensory journey through contemporary scent, runs at Somerset House, London, from the 21st of June to the 17th of September.